Back to another episode of TLB Talk Radio. The title of today's show is Media and the Deep State. On the last couple of shows, we've discussed quite a few things, and each and every one of them has taken the concept of the deep state a little bit further. Today, we're going to marry up media and the deep state, because there is a marriage made in heaven, or if you are we the people, it's a marriage made in hell. But prior to jumping into that, let's do our normal intro. This is episode 61 of TLB Talk Radio on Sunday, April 9th, 2023, and it is Easter. So happy Easter to all who celebrate. And this today, as is always the case, is being broadcast to you on Republic Broadcasting Network. And Republic Broadcasting has been a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project for quite some time. John partnered with us for TLB Talk. He was our media director. His passing was a big loss to the alternative media community. Okay, TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Talk. And again, this is a place where you can go and say what you know needs to be said, but there aren't too many people left today that are letting you say that. And again, the title of today's show is Media in the Deep State, so we'll be digging into that a little bit deeper. I would also like to say my thanks to RBN and also to Sam, and I think there's a newbie back there called Frank, so I don't want to miss anybody. These are the producers for the show. They do an outstanding job. They make sure that you can hear everything I'm saying. Not that it would be a matter of volume, because I think I provide enough of that. I also would like to show my appreciation to Andy over at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show on her network every Thursday. She's a huge fan of RBN and always has been. I do have a midweek show on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central on her network, which is Eagle's Eye Report, and I have a co-host, which is Stephen Roberts. These mechanisms of alternative media are a big help, a big boost in the Liberty Beacon Project, getting our information out on a regular basis. But again, today we're going to dive into media, so I'm trying my best not to interject too much of that into the opening here, or we will never get through the opening. As is the case with most of my shows lately, and I don't know if there will ever be one that we will in the future, but I can imagine there may be, except callers. I just don't have the time. Again, my fault. I should have taken a two-hour show. I didn't. Again, today I've got way too much information to put out. As usual, you can always come and comment on this article tomorrow. There will be an article written with this show embedded in it. You can put whatever questions, whatever comments you wish, and they will get my personal attention. So it's not that you're going to be ignored. You're not. I just, through my own ineptitude, do not have enough time for calls during the show hour. Okay, as usual, I take my inspiration for each show from current research, current events, or an article that we've recently published on our flagship, which is thelibertybeacon.com. Today's no exception. Some, but certainly nowhere near all, of what you will hear presented will come from an article that was written by Eric Utter. Links to all applicable references and articles are always included in the article containing this archive show and published on Monday on thelibertybeacon.com. Okay, I want to dive into this because this is a subject that I could talk about literally for days and then take a breath. Not joking, okay? And I have about 50 minutes to give you an understanding as to why this is worse than most people would consider. What is the thing you are most used to in your life that is not a physical part of your life? In other words, it's not the food you eat that, okay? It's not the bed you sleep in that, okay? But how about media? Media is such an integral part of our lives. Today we see cute little videos of 2-3-year-old babies playing with a phone, and some of them at 3, 3.5, 4 years old know what they're doing with that thing. It becomes an integral part of your life at a very early part of your life. Thus, it becomes an influencer in your life. Anybody who thinks, especially today, I'm a baby boomer. When I was born, we're lucky if we got a couple of hours of TV a day. My dad used to think it would rot our brain. Maybe he wasn't too far off. But the point is, a couple of hours a day. Today, take a look at a young adult or a teen. just watch them for about a 6-hour period. How much time did they spend locked into that phone? How much time, or if they're home, how much time are they sitting in front of a notepad, sitting in front of a computer, sitting in front of a, how much time out of each day? If you were to tell your kids today you only get 2 hours of media, there'd be a revolution in your house real quick. That's just the way it is. But that's not the way most of us grew up, okay? Most of us grew up believing that the media was there to inform us, there to protect us, okay? Media and the deep state. Now that sounds kind of, I don't know, ominous. What exactly is the fourth estate or the fourth branch, as some of us would say? And I will answer to it either way, the fourth estate or the fourth branch. Okay, it is basically the media. Okay, was it compared to the position and critical necessity of the three basic government entities? The executive branch to organize and to lead, the legislative branch to make laws and fund, the judicial branch to keep all legal and fair. Was it considered by our founders to be of the same significance as each one of those? How do you think it got the nickname the fourth branch or the fourth estate? Not the first branch of government, not the second, not the third, but the fourth. And it was the one that was basically there to protect and to educate we, the people. It was our branch. It was what would keep America whole. This is what media was. This is what our founders envisioned media as doing. Looking at what the government does and making sure that you and I are aware of what they do. But that means doing it honestly. Okay. So if the executive branch is to organize and to lead, if the legislative branch is to make laws and fund, if the judicial branch is legal and fair, I guess it may be fair to describe media as the watchdogs for we the people. And again, this was their original intention. They were there to keep you informed of things that happened up on the hill that you had no way in hell of knowing anything about. But they did. And they let you know. And they let you know the whys, the wherefores, and the how comes. And for the longest time, this is exactly the way they were looked at. Okay? So what kind of faith did our founders put into this mechanism of support for the rights and freedoms of the people? Obviously, they didn't put a legal mechanism in there other than the First Amendment. And who were the keepers of the First Amendment? Again, that would be governance, but in our hearts, that was the fourth estate, the fourth branch. That was mainstream media. How much power and control over our daily lives did mainstream media acquire over the last century of ever-increasing electronic media and advertising statistics? That's a mouthful. We have gone over how much power media has acquired, and we have gone over the birth and the growth of the deep state. Now let's go over the marriage between the two. Because a couple of weeks back, we talked about the birth of the deep state, and whereas it was a long time ago, let's say over 100 years ago, a certain government agency was tasked to do a specific thing with a specific budget. But each year going forward, they decided that they could push the envelope a little bit by saying, well, if you give us this much, we can do this. Now, none of it was a leap into the next universe, but each and every time they did that, they increased their ability to affect your life and mine, and they increased their budget. Now, imagine this over 100 years, and a lot of the stuff that they have accomplished, which we now call the deep state, are things that were never, ever, ever a part of what they had the right or the ability to do when that administration or whatever, when that function was set up. But if you take a little tiny bit each time, and let me give you another for instance. Every time we have a catastrophe or a disaster in the United States and they take away all your rights to protect everybody, and they tell you when the disaster's over, you're going to get them all back, you don't. You may get back 90%, but you're so glad to get back that 90% that the one thing you don't realize is that you didn't get that 10% back. That, again, is cumulative. So what you're looking at is a deep state that gets more power and more control over you, a little tiny bit more each time, but over a long period of time, you're looking at a seriously significant shift in their power and their authority. Now, if I am going to step up and I am going to facilitate a whole lot of attention for something I want, as the deep state. Not what we the people want, but something this deep state wants, what mechanism would they use? Well, obviously they would use the media. And they would use it with total confidence. And they would use it knowing that even if there were mistruths or even if some of the outcomes weren't exactly what they would probably end up by being, so on and so forth, the media is going to put that out 100% exactly the way you want it without any retractions or without ever telling you that you misrepresented. You're the government. How does this happen? How the hell did this happen? How did the fourth estate become the tools of the deep state? How? I just got done telling you that the deep state wasn't born overnight. It wasn't. It took well over 100 years of embedding and growing a little and pushing the limit each time they came up for a budget, each time so on and so forth. This is the exact same scenario we are looking at with the media. If a media company is starting out and the government steps in and the government wants to get a particular word out to a particular community, and you held key to media that could get that word out to that particular community, and the government steps in and says, look, we're going to pay you so much to put this message out. And you look at that money and you realize you're brand new and boy, you could use some funds, and you say, okay, and you do that. And the government smiles and walks away. And the next time they walk in, they've got two ads, okay? And no problem. And the next time they walk in, they've got four ads. And pretty soon, a portion of your budget, a portion large enough to decide whether you keep the lights on or not, is coming from this entity. So now it's no longer a matter of, will I do this? It's a matter of, I need to do this. So now it's no longer a matter of, am I the fourth estate? It is, I am your tool because without you, I can't keep the lights on. And that's taking it to an extreme, but I did that in order to make a point. Media has been supported at an increasing pace by the government over the last generation at levels that never should have, accomplishing things that never should have happened. But what are we looking at now? We are looking at media that is every bit and bought and paid for by the deep state or by what you and I would call the global oligarchs or the global elitists at this point, that there is no way back for them. You're not going to wake up tomorrow and find all of a sudden that CNN has turned into a conservative and that all of a sudden the war in Ukraine is a bad thing and that all of a sudden we can't have oil in America anymore and that all of a sudden it's not going to happen, people. It's not. Today, what we're looking at in America, today what we're looking at with the media we have today is there is no doubt in anybody's mind anymore that mainstream media is now a tool of global elitists. And why didn't Roger say a tool of the global of the American deep state? They are a tool of the American deep state, and the American deep state is a tool of the global elitists. If that wasn't the case, we wouldn't be heading in the direction we're heading in. And anybody who thinks we would, you're a freaking moron. The United States is literally being taken to its knees. It's being destroyed in every direction you can see. We have a president who has ignored more disasters than the last 10 presidents had to suffer combined. And how much of it are you hearing? How much of the media that should keep us informed so that if we wish to step up and say, we don't like this and we're not going to put up with it, we at least have that option. We don't have that option anymore, people. Why? Because you don't know what's going on. When a big pharma company requests hiding damaging data for 75 years so the people that are going to be harmed by it can't see it and maybe decide not to take their product for 75 years, people. And there's another one not too long ago where they were trying to hide information for 50 years. So for you to think that the media is going to step in as the fourth branch and keep you aware so that you can protect yourself and your family, you're still reading the fairy tale books. Those days are gone. Today, we are fully aware due to things like, the Twitter papers. But what most people here need to understand about the Twitter papers is everybody seems to think that, oh my God, the government did this with Twitter. Oh my God, they did this with Twitter. Oh my God, they did that with Twitter too. Okay? We had government elected reps from our government going into Twitter or calling into Twitter and telling them to take certain accounts down. So much for your fourth state, huh? We had representatives from the Judicial Department going in and telling them to take accounts down. We had representatives from our intel agencies going into Twitter and telling them to take certain accounts down. And they complied. It wasn't under threat. It was, do you remember how much cash you're getting from us? Who be your daddy? Come on, tell us. Who be your daddy? So what you are looking at is a system where, I don't know, we talk about a uniparty between the Republicans and the Democrats. Why not, I don't know, a una whatever between the deep state and media? It's not a joke. Today, there are certain alternative media platforms out there that strive to give you the best information they possibly can. But even doing our job becomes insanely harder if there are no mainstream sources or resources left that can be trusted? If AP is out the window, if all of these things are out the window, if they are all controlled, then what is the saving grace of modern media? What is the saving grace of global modern media? Gee, you think maybe that would be the internet? If I cannot trust what the wire services are sending me about what's going on 5,000, 10,000 miles from me, then maybe if I run the Liberty Beacon Project, we may have somebody in that area who I can get a hold of and get some information. Now, let me tell you all something that has happened at least a half a dozen times in the last year alone, is that I will be looking at information that has come out on CNN or MSNBC or NBC. I have been looking at news, and then I will do exactly what I just said. I will get a hold of people who I know are within news range, local news range of that specific issue, and I will ask questions. And what am I finding out? What I'm finding out is that the answers I'm getting from that person in Australia, or the answers I'm getting from that person in Finland, or the answers I'm getting from that person in Paris, are not what we're being told. I don't think I'm surprising anybody here. I don't. What I do think is that we talk about the destruction of America. One of the biggest safeguards that our founders hoped to leave us was the Fourth Estate. Did it have a legal position? Did it have, other than a legal standpoint, other than the First Amendment? They were not a government agency. Thus, they didn't have the restrictions, nor did they have the extensions that a government agency may have. And our founders truly believed that this is what would be necessary to keep America free and its liberties right where they should be. It's inalienable rights right as they should be, but it's not happening. And it's not happening, and at the same time, mainstream media is telling you that all is good and this is what we've got to do and be a good little doobie and listen to what we tell you, and whatever you do, don't listen to those people over there at the Liberty Beacon, or don't listen to those people over there at RBN. Why? Because they're not the mainstream media. They're not the fourth branch. I'll explain something to you all. Alternative media, especially some of the great shows you will find on RBN, is what's left of the fourth branch. Because to call anything on television or anything on radio just about today mainstream media or the fourth branch is a serious, serious miscalculation or a waste of good words. Not a joke. When we come back, I'm going to get into a bit of what Eric had to say. We're going to pin this down to a couple of issues. As usual, when we start the show, I give you the generalities. We talk about things as they are in whole. And then we focus down on some of the things that are resultant of. And this is what we will do when we get back from the commercial. But what you all need to understand is that the mainstream media, the fourth branch, has turned into one of the biggest treasonous organizations ever to be a part of America. Left its scenes while I was
sleeping. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We've got to finish this up, so let me jump back into it. For anybody who wasn't here in the first half of the show, the name of today's show is Media and the Deep State. And we will continue on with that. Let me start by saying, or start the second half, by saying the Twitter paper significantly, or they actually signified a much larger issue with First Amendment cancellation via this government's deep state entity intentionally censoring information to the level of election tampering. I'm going to go in and tell you to delete the following accounts. I'm going to go in and tell you to delete the following accounts. I'm going to go in and tell you to delete the following accounts. And we all had the same batch of people, I don't know, deleted. Were they all conservatives? Were they all intending to vote for a certain person? Were they all in a drive to get a certain person elected? Are you chomping down on the word of an individual who is promoting a character who is running for office? We know this happened. We know the Twitter file showed us this happened on a massive level. Okay? So, I'm not exactly clear, but maybe it kind of fits. What's your definition of a coup? Is your definition of a coup whereby you ensure that only a certain type of ballot will count in the majority to ensure that your candidate or the person who's paying you to do what you're doing is in fact the winner? What's the definition of a coup? Is anyone ignorant enough to believe that if the government, intel agencies, the actual elected reps, as I already stated, would do this to Twitter, that they wouldn't do it anywhere else, like Facebook, that is 5 to 6 times the size of Twitter? Yeah. Or the myriad of other big tech platforms? This deep state has probably been a cash cow for a vast majority of those we're thinking of right now. Whether it's YouTube, whether it's Instagram, it doesn't seem to matter today. At some level, okay, unless you are going out of your way to prevent any of this from happening, you have deep state control. People constantly ask me, why do none of the Liberty Beacon websites or TLB Talk, the social media website, have any ads? Occasionally, we will have ads, but those will be for partners, and they won't be paying ads. TLB Talk and all of our websites stay up and running because people donate $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever. When you start to take corporate money, you start to take corporate orders. When you start to take government money, you start taking government orders. Anybody who believes that's not true isn't listening to the show today. How the hell do you think we got here? This is the end result of taking money from the deep state. Whether it be a corporate entity or a government entity or an administrative entity, it doesn't matter. But there are out there a lot who do believe that it does matter. Let's talk about some of the most obvious bias, and then we'll talk about what Eric had to say. Let's talk about the things that are so obvious they make my point without me having to go deeply into any of it. How's about all of the massive amount of attention the FBI raids land, sea, and air on Mar-a-Lago for security issues? Meanwhile, what Hillary pulled was 10 times worse and destroyed classified information without permission or authorization. And nobody raided her house at all. How about Russian collusion? How about Democrat money paying for Russian collusion that was used basically to rake a president over the coals? How about Adam Schiff? There's absolute proof of, there's undeniable proof of. We have 10 ways from tomorrow to prove this. We can prove this 3 times over. And nothing ever got proved. How about Hunter Biden's laptop? How about a laptop that has been in the FBI's grasp for over 3 years, and we know because other people have a copy of that hard drive that that hard drive contains things that are explicitly illegal? Who's in jail? If this would have been Trump's son owning that laptop, do you think someone would be in jail? How about Mar-a-Lago? When's the last time you had an invasion from land, sea, and air on a president's compound who was already cooperating with you? But yet, you had helicopters in the sky, divers in the water, and how many vehicles approached the front door with guns drawn? How many? Yet we know for a fact that Biden, who wasn't even the president at the time, because, hey, Trump has the ability to say, I declassified every one of those documents, and nobody can argue with him. He's the only person at that point in time who had that power on the whole planet. Joe Bob never did. How many boxes he got? 1,800 boxes? But you don't hear one single word. When and what of Joe Biden's was raided? Now, all of this doesn't talk too much to the media, but let's talk to the media. How much did you hear about the tyranny going down with what Hillary was going through? If it wasn't from the alternative media, you didn't. Russian collusion, all we heard was their side. Adam Schiff, all we heard was got absolute proof. Hunter's laptop, all we heard was it's Russian disinformation. Mar-a-Lago, all we heard was Trump is an enemy of the American people and should be imprisoned. And the new Trump indictment? I'm not even going to go there. There isn't a decent lawyer today who hasn't looked at that and said, is this a joke? Are you serious? Is this a real case? But all of this, how did the media carry it, people? Tell me. Did they make Hillary out to be the traitor she is? Nope. Russian collusion, did they make Hillary out to be the traitor she is? Nope. Adam Schiff, 100% knowingly misleading the American people. Hey, Adam Schiff ever get held accountable? Nope. How about the FBI for 3 years having incriminating evidence? Nope. And I could go on and on. What did the media do with any of this? If any of this would have involved Trump, other than the Mar-a-Lago or the indictment issues, if the Hillary issue, the Russia collusion, the Adam Schiff, the laptop issue, any of these would have involved Trump, they would have been front line news for months, if not well over a year. We are looking at the fourth estate that is in such a bad state of repair at this point that I would say they come a whole lot closer to the treason mark than they do to the Patriot mark. And that's not even a joke. When they can set you up specifically knowing that the information they're giving you could lead to your death or your children's death by telling them that there is absolutely nothing wrong with a product that we know has killed tens of millions globally, and that's just the beginning. When you're told that people like me are lying, and that the only way your children can live a normal life is to go out and give them those shots. And when you do, and your child dies of myocarditis, who do you blame? Who? Do you even think about blaming the mainstream media that convinced you beyond a shadow of a doubt that people like me were total liars out to destroy your life, and the only way you could live normally was to take the most dangerous pharmaceutical product ever given to humanity in the history of humanity? Where have I got that wrong? I don't, do I? Yeah. All right. Eric put out an article, and he titled it Media Deep State and Mind Meld. The Media Deep State Mind Meld. And part of the reason why I grabbed this is because he's thinking tends pretty much along the same lines I do. And when you are vindicated by somebody who I also respect for their thoughts and their opinions, then to me it's something worth bringing into the discussion, then you know it's just not me. Elon Musk's Twitter recently officially branded NPR, right? State-affiliated media. State-affiliated media. The label is not only undeniably true, but probably an understatement. Nonetheless, the designation predictably caused John Lansing, National Public Radio's CEO, to clutch his pearls and attempt to unbunch his panties. Okay? By way of reply, Lansing issued this laughably preposterous statement. NPR and our member stations are supported by millions of listeners who depend on us for the independent, fact-based journalism we provide. NPR stands for freedom of speech and holding the powerful accountable. Now, tell us the one about the three bears, John. Sometimes the Babylon Bee articles, I don't know, they almost write themselves. I don't know who is going to believe the preposterous statement by Mr. Lansing about NPR. Because if NPR is any further from the truth on a lot of occasions, I would like to know it. While the mainstream media has learned, let me start this one over because I want to put it in, I want to reference it in the way I'm looking at this, okay? Let's say, while mainstream media has leaned liberal since Moby Dick was a minnow, it has recently gone full-on Marxist in lockstep with the Democratic Party. Nearly every outlet uses virtually the same phrases to denounce conservatives and further its agenda. It used to be if you walked down the street and you said, I'm a Republican, the Democrats would wave and say, how are you today, Mr. Republican? Or if you walked down the street and you said, hello, I'm a Democrat, and the Republicans would wave at you and say, how are you today, Mr. Democrat? And unless it was election time, there wasn't a whole lot of friction going on between us. Nowadays, you walk down the street, okay, and you say, I'm a Republican. I hope to God you brought a shield with you, okay? Or I hope you can run fast. And anybody who thinks I'm joking, I'm not. The number of people literally getting beaten up because they claim to be a conservative, and literally, people cannot stand that. Why? Because the news has told everybody out there that people like me, and that is elderly white males, are the biggest threat to America there is. This is what your news is leading a vast majority of Americans to believe. There may come a day real soon where Roger doesn't want to step out of his house because he's afraid somebody's going to gang him. Not a joke. Okay. Guns bad. Abortion rights good. Toxic masculinity bad. Trans women good. Appropriation bad. Biological men in women's locker room and bathrooms, good. Climate change, bad. Fundamentally transforming the United States, good. And on and on and on ad infinitum. When the hell did any of you 10 years ago or even 5 years ago think you would wake up in America like it is today? When? When did you think you would wake up and find that your five-year-old was being taught by a transsexual what a butt plug was in kindergarten today? But yet, go to your news and tell me if you see anything about that in your news. Your local news. Your local news. Tell me. And then tell me how bought and paid for your media is. And I use that simply because it's something most of you would go, oh my God, to. If you want me to break it down to every case that that would apply, that would be the rest of the show and all of my shows for the next year. Yeah. The mainstream media, The mainstream media will viciously proclaim any conspiracy theory to be true and any truth to be a conspiracy theory. Doubt that? They aggressively and shamelessly promoted the Russian collusion fallacy. They drove the Russian collusion fallacy forever and a day, for nigh on to 2 years, but reported that the Hunter Biden laptop story had all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. Then came their reporting on the coronavirus pandemic and the subsequent mask and social distancing and vaccine mandates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want you to pick one of them I just mentioned. One of them. All right? Let's pick the vaccines. Let's pick the masks. Masks don't work. As a matter of fact, they are much more dangerous to the health of our children, and they knew this. But they wore masks anyway. And they didn't have any choice. And the media said anybody not wearing a mask is a bad person to try to kill y'all. That's what the media told you, and they knew better. The SARS-CoV-2 virus, if you could take just one piece of that virus, one virus, and drop it on a mask, especially a cloth mask, it would be like dropping a BB through a hula hoop. There's no way in hell that mask is going to stop that. But that mask will totally screw with your child's health. And that's another whole story. Okay? The vaccines, they're safe and effective, except they have already killed more people than all vaccines, I think, in the last 100 years combined. And how many people have been, lives have been destroyed by the, all of the things that this vaccine is going to do to you, the side effects that they wanted to hide for 75 years. How much did the media jump out and scream bloody murder when they found out about that? The only places you heard that from are places like the Liberty Beacon or RBN. Okay? They aggressively and shamelessly promoted, like I said, the Russian collusion fallacy for 2 years. Where has the apology emanated from? Has anybody given us an apology? Has anybody seen an opening up of the Hunter Biden laptop, which they've had for 3 years? Has anybody seen any of that? Has the media pushed it? No, not one bit. ABC recently went so far as to blur out the front of the podium at which Donald Trump was delivering his post-indictment speech. They blurred out the front, the writing on the front of his podium, which told you where you could go to donate to Trump. So those watching couldn't see the number. And it was placed there for them to text if they wanted to receive official campaign notifications or updates. Yet no network has ever designed to prevent people from reading any message on any podium at which Joe Biden was speaking before or after he became president. We never saw that. But yet, if you look at it yesterday, or if you look at some of the YouTube videos, Trump, you cannot see it on his podium. It is blurred out. Imagine that. So in other words, I'm going to favor one candidate and disfavor any competition or his main candidate or competition. This is exactly what we are seeing. Can I ask you again, what is your definition of a coup? If the Democrat Party were to proclaim tomorrow that the earth is flat, within minutes, MSNBC would solemnly aver the earth is flat. CNN would breathlessly announce the earth is flat. NBC would report the earth is indeed flat. CBS would cry, turns out that the world is flat. And ABC would declare the science is now settled. The earth is flat. The New York Times would run a front page banner headlines above the polls stating unequivocally, experts say earth is flat. Far right flat earther deniers a danger to all of humanity. Yeah, it sounded funny. But it's all true. It's all true. We are looking at a nation that was supposed to be buoyed and steered by the truth that would be provided to us by the fourth estate. The media, the news organizations within this country that would hold our elected, they work for you, leaders, to account so that they would be responsible for our wishes and not their own. If that had been the case, there would be no deep state. If the mainstream media had done everything they were supposed to do from the day of inception, there would be no deep state. And the stuff we are going through 250 years later wouldn't be happening. Does that begin to sink into your brain how long the media has actually been hooked via corporate money or government money? Because it didn't happen last week, and it didn't happen last year, and it didn't happen 50 years ago. The deep state, the global deep state, the globalists, they know for a fact what their most effective tools are. One is your politician, your trusted politician. Two is your ability to make money as a country. And three is how effective is your news agency. And now we know a little bit more about that. We'll talk again next week, and check up on the news while you're at it, please. Have a good day, and happy Easter.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.